one of the main reasons A-Space has been so successful is because it's a very limited enclave of analysts who have the highest levels of clearances. So there is no restriction on what is really put into the environment among the analysts that have access to it. So there isn't really any technical limitations. There's no real security limitations. Anyone in the environment can see pretty much anything in there, and that's why a lot of agencies agreed to use the system, to collaborate in it, to post information, to participate in discussions, is because everyone in there, we're pretty much guaranteed them that everyone in there had the proper security clearances in order to see the data and the content.
And also then on the user side, sort of the flip side of that coin, I wonder, did it not give you not only sort of better insight into the collaboration with your colleagues, maybe people who you wouldn't normally have the opportunity to talk with, as you had alluded to before, but also maybe give you, a user, a better perspective of what maybe another user is going through, kind of a more philosophical view?
Yes, it does. We can't all be experts in everything. And we're not always able to watch everyone's activities. Yeah. This tool allows us to have something that we haven't had in the past so much, and that is a chance to see things posted and exchanged in a collegial, conversational manner, that it's persistent in that it's all the material is recorded for us to look back, mull over, think about, see what others are doing. We've got some capabilities in there for alerts, and when someone that we know is posting something, or that we thought about is posting it, or that we get an alert to ourselves, go see it. Or as we look through other areas, we might start seeing something that we're considering, or they're thinking about what we've seen, what we've written, and we can tag it for follow-up and start seeing those types of things.
Yeah. And that goes just really quickly into the concept that we've been trying to preach, the model that we've been trying to follow as we develop A-Space, which is people-to-people, kind of the social networking aspect, data to people, so it's kind of the concept of alerts. If somebody does something somewhere else, a different analyst, it'll alert an analyst that's interested in similar kind of work. And then finally, machine to machine, so computer to computer. So, it'll do all the number crunching analysis and all the algorithms on the back end, and it'll bring content to the front end to the users. So from a technical side, I think we're going to start shifting from Web 2.0 to this so-called notional Web 3.0 that a lot of the industry visionaries are starting to label it. And Web 3.0 is, they've coined it the semantic web, which again is this whole idea of bringing data to the users, giving them the ability to see, for the system to predict what a user might want to see, and then bringing it to them, presenting them with it, rather than have them, go out manually, look for this piece of content, for that piece of content, for that piece of content, and then try to tie it all together. So you might type, just to give you kind of a more general example, maybe a restaurant name. You'll be able to pop it up in a map. You'll be able to see all the different locations. You'll be able to see suggestions. Some of the things that you kind of see commercially right now, but taking it a step further, and obviously it's a lot more complex than I see because you have data and content across the enterprise, across different agencies, with different security settings and different security constraints. So there's going to be a lot of things that are going to need to be put in place. But long term, I see one large environment for that entire IC, and access to what you get and what you see is going to be based on your attributes and your security clearances, and the machine will do all the processing on the back end before it presents you with anything.
And Mr. Woods, as a user, what would you like to have?
Something very similar, but more on the personalities. As we, right now, A-Space gives a particular community a safe area to do its thing. Well, we need to be able to get beyond that and work with other communities that are not the analysis, are people who do the research or gather the material for us, the collectors, the decision makers, the people in the field. they all need similar versions of this, and we need to be able to have those connected and still retain a certain amount of area that we can think within our own selves. But we want like those connected. A nice vision by many people is that for analysts or particular individuals, they could start and end their day just by being in a space rather than having to go out to all these other areas to pick up, as Ahmad said, pick up my data from this place or talk to someone else, send my emails, things like that.
I wanted to ask just one quick question and then we'll let you go. Just in terms of, it seems like this technology and particularly the Intel community is at a place where it's not just about building a better mousetrap. It's really about almost mandating, convincing people that they have to use it. How do you go about actually doing that without making it a mandate?
We've purposefully been trying not to make it a mandate. We've been trying to build it in such a manner that if we build it well, they'll come. It's taken off from the field of dream stock, but we found in some areas that by purposefully mandating it, that actually causes a backlash. Mm-hmm. We've also found that we have, as many other environments do, the cultural shift and generational shift between people who are used to using the technology and talking to each other very quickly to those that have been around for a while and still have suspicions among ourselves as well. Someone's going to take my idea and run off with it or use something out of context and I'll get blamed for it, those types of things. So by showing that it works, we've been very careful in releases to actually show good things in each release before we go too much further.
And yeah, we've both been doing this long enough, and we've seen enough things come and go that we know that just building a better mousetrap doesn't always work. There are a lot of better mousetraps that are sitting in the back rooms somewhere, not being used because the way that there are still a lot of DOS systems, DOS-based systems out there that organizations refuse to give up because it's what they know.
Right.
How do you get beyond that?
I mean, just to kind of echo what Mr. Woods was saying earlier, I mean, demographics, there's been a huge shift in the IC, in the demographics of the community. You know, the IC has gotten much younger. The agencies are recruiting more from universities. So there's been a huge shift and the user base of these systems. And so a lot of these people use Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, Google Live Docs at home. So when they get on A-Space, it's very similar. The tools are very similar. The way it operates, it's very user-friendly. We've purposefully, obviously, designed it like that. And the other reason why it's so heavily accepted is because Mr. Woods' group has done an excellent job of reaching out to the customers point-blank, putting together events where they invite analysts from the field to come and give us their specific requirements of what they need in order to get their jobs done. And I mean, we have a massive, massive list of requirements that I mean, we're obviously working towards getting to. It's going to take us, you know, God knows how many years, but I mean, we have requirements of exactly what we need to do to make our customers happy. And I think that's a luxury that we have because our user base is, you know, a defined set of users, so we can reach out to them and say, what is it that you need to fulfill your job? I mean, in commercial Web 2.0 companies like Facebook, LinkedIn, I mean, they don't have that luxury. Everyone's their customer, so we can get very, very specific requirements, and that's what we build it towards, and that's why we've had, in my opinion, I think that's why we've had such a huge acceptance from the users, because the system is exactly what they want. And to talk about the technologies that you refer to, new technologies pop up almost every day, and the beauty of our organization is we're a service-oriented organization. So, you know, any time a new capability pops up, we've built A-Space in a way where we can easily bring in or incorporate new services into the system.